Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank you, Allah. Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Ladies and brothers and viewers of Madani channel please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Now the topic I would like to speak about today is a topic we hear about time and time again. Time after time. What is this topic, my dear brothers and viewers? This topic is time itself. It has been stated that life and time are the two best teachers. Life and time are the two best teachers. Life teaches us to make good use of our time, and time teaches us the value of life. Yes, my dear son brothers, time is such a thing. You know, it is so great, so important, unequivocally, absolutely imperative, my dear brothers and viewers. Our entire lives evolve around time. So much so, it plays such an important role that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the Quran swears by time, yes. Within the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by time, my dear brothers and viewers. He states, Wal Asr, my dear brothers and viewers on the channel, an oath, swears an oath by time. He swears by time. Allahu Akbar. Innal insana lafi khusr. Indeed, mankind is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except for those individuals who believe, those who accept Islam, and at the same time along with this, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who perform good actions, those who perform good deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, they advise towards righteousness, they advise towards patience, my dear son brothers and viewers. This is so beautiful. It is so beautiful that here, my dear son brothers and viewers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared time to be a measure of success and failure. Allahu Akbar. My dear son brothers, the difference between success and failure is time, what you make of your time. Alhamdulillah, this is what we're speaking about today. The importance of time, my dear son brothers, how we should make use of our time, whatever we are doing. Whatever it is that we are doing, my dear son brothers, Islamic especially, or even things, worldly things. But remember, my dear son brothers and viewers of Madan Channel, the difference will be when you are acting in accordance to the Sharia and when you are acting against the Sharia. As long as your actions are congruent to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you can never be a failure. Then you shall always be successful. Whereas, if they contradict, if your actions contradict the Quran and the Sunnah, then you may be considered by some successful in this world, but my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, you shall not be successful in the Akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam states, he says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, that there are two ni'mas, two benefits, مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, but many people are deluded, their mind is clouded in regards to these two things. What are these? One is good health, and the second is free time. My dear brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, we would never spend our worldly monetary profits impulsively. Our money we would never spend impulsively. So please do not spend your time impulsively, but rather spend your time to generate profit, my dear brothers. It has been mentioned that then when those people who were sinners or did not accept Islam, some shall be sent to the fire of hell. Those who were sinners may also be sent to the fire of hell. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, then there are those who shall be sent to Jannah. And it said that the people of Jannah shall have no regret whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. The people of Jannah shall have no regret except for one. What is this, my dear brothers and viewers? إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ. The only regret after gaining Jannah, paradise itself, the only regret a person shall have is that moment he spent in the world and he did not mention the name of Allah. He did not do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, he didn't do anything wrong. But he didn't use that moment of his, that time, that 1 second, that moment, he didn't use wisely. Even after going to Jannah, this shall be a regret, my dear brothers and sisters. Right now, how difficult is it to say Subhanallah, to say Alhamdulillah, to say Allahu Akbar, to say La ilaha illallah? Try it right now. It's easy, my dear brothers and sisters. It's not difficult, it only takes a few moments. Say it, inshallah. And it is said that that individual who recites these, a tree is planted for him in Jannah. And the ulama state that that person who possesses anything in Jannah, any wealth in Jannah, any property in Jannah, how can he ever be sent to hell? My dear brothers and viewers, when asked, what's the biggest mistake one makes in life? It was said that the biggest mistake a person makes is he thinks he has time. This time is strange, really. But time is free. It's free of cost, but it's priceless. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. And once it's lost, you can never gain it back. It said that the average person lives 78 years. Not even that, my dear brothers. But this is what has been stated. 78 years. 28.3 years are spent sleeping, approximately 30%. 10.5 years are spent working, 50% of our lives working. Allahu Akbar. Not 50% of Allah is working, Kulahu. 50% of the individuals who are working, even they wish they were not working in the place they are. They wish for another job, to work somewhere else, my dear brothers and viewers. 9 years on TV or social media, 6 years doing the daily chores, 4 years eating, drinking, 3.5 years in education, 2.5 years cleansing oneself, grooming, etc. 2.5 years shopping, 1.5 year in childcare, and 1.3 years commuting. That leaves us an individual who lives 78 years. It leaves us with 9 years. Allahu Akbar. This is all our life is. A person who has lived to 78 years, the only time he has to himself is 9 years. This is how short life is, my dear brothers and viewers of Manshallah. One individual said that your time is limited, so stop spending it trying to live somebody else's life. Your time is limited, so stop spending your time trying to live somebody else's life. People say time is money. No, time is not money. Time is more valuable than money. Money, you can produce more money. You can generate more money, but you cannot generate more time. You cannot produce more time, my dear brothers and viewers. So there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is, my dear brothers, that time flies, time is limited. But the good news is that you are the pilot. You can determine as to what you do with your time. Throughout a day, we have 24 hours. Within every hour, we have 60 minutes. Within every minute, we have 60 seconds. This amounts to 86,400 seconds we have a day. My dear sisters and brothers, if I was to propose to you, if I was to say to you, or if this was to be the case for you, that every night at 12 a.m., 86,400 pounds shall be deposited into your bank account. And then the next day, at the end of the day, again 12 a.m., that 86,400 pounds, it shall go, it shall be removed. And another 86,400 pounds shall be deposited. Each and every single day, at 12 a.m., again your bank balance will go to 86,400 pounds. If you don't spend any, it doesn't matter. Again, the next day it will be 86,400. If you're to spend every penny, again, the next day, 86,400 pounds shall be deposited into your bank account. Now tell me, what would you do? Every single day you shall quickly try to spend that money. Yes, put it down towards houses, put it down towards shopping, buy new clothes, buy a new car for yourself every other day. My dear sisters and brothers, you would not waste a single penny. So why is it that we waste our time? Each and every single day in our account, in our life account, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us 86,400 seconds. And time is more valuable than money. Why is it that we waste it? My dear sisters and brothers and viewers of the channel, we do not waste money, so we should not waste time. It has been stated that Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu, he says that I spent time amongst the awliya, the ulama. I spent a long time amongst them. And from amongst everything, I learned two very, very important things. One, my dear brothers and viewers, he says that al-waqtu كالصيفي إن لم تقطعه فقطعك. The الوقت كالصيف, the time is like a sword. إن لم تقطعه, if you do not cut it, it shall cut you, my dear brothers and viewers. And the second, he says, protect your nafs. Your nafs, protect it. For if you do not keep it occupied in good deeds, in performing good, then your nafs shall keep you busy performing bad. My dear sisters and brothers and viewers of my channel, today we have been speaking about time. And this saying of Imam Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu is extremely, extremely important. That keep your nafs busy, keep it preoccupied, Use your time. Use your time, my dear brothers and viewers, by performing good deeds. If you do not, then my dear brothers and viewers, your nafs, your time shall waste you in performing bad deeds. You do not waste time. You do not kill time. Time wastes you. Time kills you. My dear brothers and viewers, everything evolves around time. You go to work on time, but we do not pray our salah on time. It has been said in the Holy Quran, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, that wail is for those people who pray, but الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, but those who are forgetful in their prayer. Imam Qurtubi radhiyallahu anhu says in his Tafsir Qurtubi that what it means by الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, those who are forgetful of their prayer, it means الَّذِينَ يُؤَخِّرُونَ, that those individuals who delay their salah, those individuals who pray their salah after the time has elapsed. My dear son, brothers and viewers of Islam, please make the intention. From today we shall never miss another salah. From today, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Islam, each and every single salah, yes, Fajr time is also farz upon you. Each and every single prayer is farz. It is farz, it is obligatory, my dear son, brothers and viewers. Why is it that we do not pray? It has been stated that there are two main causes for wastage of time. That people waste their time due to two fundamental important reasons. The first reason is having no objective. The first reason is having no objective, having no purpose. And the second reason is companionship. Two reasons, two causes. One being no objective, and the second being companionship. Find good friends. Automatically when you find good friends, inshallah you shall go do good. When your friend says to you, you know, you wish to go to the cinema, he says, no, I don't go to the cinema. Then you have nobody to go with. When you are playing football and your friend says, no, sorry, break, I need to go pray my salah, so then you will go pray your salah with him. Whereas bad friends, they do not think about salah time. They do not think about halal and haram. You're going to stick with them. How can you do good, my dear brothers and viewers? But the first reason is utterly important. Having no objective. We're just living life. Really, that's what we are doing. We are living life. That's what we say we are doing. We are living life, my dear brothers and viewers. Living life with no objective, or with the wrong objective. Maybe we are living life thinking we shall live forever. That's stupidity. Or we are living life just to pass time. That too is stupidity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinn kind, and the ins, the humans, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, except to worship me. Yes, my dear brothers and viewers, we have an objective in life. The question is, are we dedicated towards that objective? We may think we have no objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us our objective, our reason. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, that am I not your Lord and each and every single one of us? In the world of souls we replied, بَلَا, yes. Ya Allah, you are our Lord. But today, but now, my dear brothers and viewers of Islam, we forget that promise we made. Yes, we have an objective. Our objective in this world is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter what else you do, do not forget about your objective. If you were given a task by your boss, if you were given a particular task, a very, very important role, you are to perform this role, this task. Everyone else, they all have their own jobs. And if you were to come back to your boss, having fulfilled everybody else's job, but not your own, then tell me, would that be any good? Yours was the most important role, you had a different role to play. My dear brothers and viewers, inshallah, our role is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we are doing that, then good. But if we are not, then on the day of judgment, when we must present ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my dear brothers and viewers, inshallah, what shall we do? How can we show our faces? And dear brothers, now is the time to change ourselves. Now is the time to make the most of our time. Yes, because if you don't do it now, then the time will come when you have no more time. The time will come when your clock will run out. Your watch shall run out, meaning your life shall run out, my dear brothers and viewers. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are currently in Taxila. But join us as we do continue our journey. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah. Give thanks to Allah. You have blessed us with countless bounties. We thank